I love this because according to a new survey, Dublin is now the hypocrite driver capital of Ireland and the UK. It has discovered that more drivers in Dublin than anywhere else admit that they carry on with their bad driving habits despite energetically pointing out the same faults in other motorists. Are you guilty of that? I kind of am afraid I might be. And also, what about were road manners? Were they better during the recession? Now that we have more cars on the road, now that there seems to be more money in people's pockets, maybe faster cars too, newer cars, are people that little bit more aggressive when they're driving? To discuss all of this, I'm joined now by Eddie Cunningham, motoring editor with the Irish Independent. Eddie, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much indeed, Ciara.
What did you make of this survey? Do you think that Dublin drivers in particular are in fact hypocrites?
Well, I'm just wondering, is there a twist to a twist in the tale here? Are they just being honest and saying, yeah, I give out like hell about Ciara Kelly, the way she drives, but I do the same thing myself most of the time. So are they hypocrites or are they just honest people who admit to their own fault?
Ah, so do you think perhaps other people who took part in the survey in other cities around Ireland and the UK, they might have said, no, God, I wouldn't be dreaming of doing those things, but actually they probably do too.
I think so. I honestly do. I think what this does point out above everything else, though, is that the simple human frailty of I don't do as I tell you, but don't do as I do.
Do as I say, don't do as I do.
Do as I say, but don't do what I do. I just find it fascinating, the Dublin element of it in particular, the getting under that layer of skin where, you know, we're all great at pointing fingers. And look,
we
at
are.
Done so on. Look at this devil, what he's after doing, and look at this. And like, I have to hold my hand up here. Back along the years when the children were younger and that, Daddy, why are you getting cross?
Yes, yes.
And why didn't you let that person pull out there? I feel, just to tie what you were talking together there, both this new Imperial Car Survey and the fact that we don't have the same manners, I do believe to a large extent, I think we're more rushed. I think we're driving, yes, faster. We're driving bigger cars. We're driving more SUVs. I think we're less considerate than we were 4, 5, 6 years ago in the depths of the reception.
And does it, having a few bob in people's pockets, does it make them more selfish maybe?
I think so. The thing that really, I think, points that up is the parking. I never cease to be amazed at how people can pull in and straddle two parking slots in hospital place or in shopping centre or whatever. Because what it does, Ciara, is it straight away sets off a domino effect where the next person has to straddle two and the next person has to straddle two. And then the ultimate no-no is, and I have seen this quite regularly in the Dublin area, the 5 minute dash from the disabled bay parking. I only be 5 minutes and they end up meeting somebody, and I've had a lot of response to that particular element of the story.
We've had a massive response because we obviously put this out on Twitter and we were saying to our listeners, look, what do you think about people's driving habits? And we got an extraordinary response back about people who were incensed by other people's bad driving habits, and certainly the parking thing is an issue. I have to say, maybe I may well be a hypocrite in areas of my driving. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm sure I could be. But I never do that two parking spaces thing because when I see it in other people, it drives me insane. And I regularly actually shout within my car at the non-existent driver of the car that's been parked. There are other things, though, that people find particularly annoying in other drivers. And the big one is not indicating, apparently.
Yeah, and that took me a bit by surprise. So when I thought about it more, Ciara, it's actually quite true. People think they know that you know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
It is extraordinary, and it's extraordinarily dangerous that you don't let other people know what's going on. And this is a trend that's coming across. I get quite a bit of mail on this. Why won't people go to the trouble of just telling me what they're going to do? They put on the brakes and you're expected to second guess whether they're going to turn left or turn right. The other one that's quite worrying, I think, is apart from the parking, is the tailgating.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're all driving big bigger cars. This comes back to what you were talking about, the parking. Bigger cars are taking up more space, and in a lot of the car spaces that were allocated, say, 10 or 15 years ago, we're now all driving with larger cars. But we're also driving, I think, in a more hurried fashion on the motorways and on the dual carriageways.
Eddie, do you think that the tailgating, because I, when anyone tailgates me, to be honest, I always generally pull in to the side to let them go by because I'm afraid of them running into the back of me.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. But I'm also very afraid when I see them doing it to other people, and I see it all the time. I take the M50 quite a lot.
Yes.
And it is a regular occurrence to see people driving quite quickly, could be doing 120 kilometres an hour.
Yes.
On a wet road, and there could be 6 feet between the cars, and you're looking at them going, you bloody idiots. Is it a lack of knowledge, or is it a kind of an aggression that they know people like me will pull into the left, and so they'll actually be able to force them off the road?
You're absolutely, I think you put your finger bang on there. I think it's a level of aggression. I think people are not considerate. I'm not saying everybody. We have to be careful here. We're talking about a rather irritable and irritant minority here. But they like travelling at, I wouldn't like to work it out, but when you're travelling at 100 or 120 kilometres an hour, you're doing something like 60, 65, 70 feet, to put it in ordinary parlance, every second.
Yeah.
So if you're only 10 feet behind me, it only takes a split second and you're into an accident situation. But they know, by flashing their lights and honking their horns and coming threateningly up on your rear fender, they know that you will pull in or let them go. They don't really care. And that's what worries me mostly about the way the situation is deteriorating, I think, Kira, that people don't care as much as you. They're not as considerate. They are more driven. They're working at a higher revs per minute than they were, say, 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. I genuinely believe that, and I believe that it's going to take something quite serious for this tailgating area of our driving to be brought into sharper focus.
I think a lot of what happens is accidents, because I think if you have to put on your brakes for some reason and someone is tailgating you, they will run into the back of you because they haven't left the stopping distance that's needed. So,
absolutely.
You know, and lots of people are talking here, people are texting and people saying, go from Galway to Dublin anytime and you'll notice the dreadful lane jumping and aggressive driving. Lane jumping is another thing, and it actually doesn't speed anybody's journey up really, because everyone has to slam on brakes because people are hopping side to side. Not just Dublin, bad drivers all over. Ladies are worse. They will never let you out even in slow traffic. That's from Vince. Vince, I let everyone out just to buck that stereotype, let me tell you. Someone else says, how come it's only really good drivers who contact shows or websites about this subject, giving about what other drivers do? Fair point. Someone else says, have you ever noticed that all tailgaters are driving Audis? I drive an Audi, I have to say. So I refute that allegation. There are some Audi drivers who don't tailgate. So I'm not sure we can put it down to car type. I think it's driver
think so.
Type.
Another term bugbear is people hogging the outside lane at a motorway or on a dual carriageway and refusing, even though they're only pottering along at 80 kilometres an hour, refusing to take the inside lane. Technically, it's illegal, but what it causes is real trouble for people who then, what I call, undertake.
Well, they do, they undertake on the,
And then they move back out in front again. And that's quite prevalent. I don't know whether it's your
what is that about? Because that's in the top three things that people don't like. They don't like the number one is not indicating. Number two is the bad parking. Three is the one going under the speed limit. And there are people who do that. They stay in the outside lane. I've no idea why. And they go with their 70 kilometres an hour in 120 kilometre zone.
This is my lane and you are not putting me off. And I'm staying out here and I have a right to be on this road. That's what comes right to me every time. And there's a lot of it out there, quite a significant amount of it. The big danger is when you move into the inside lane and you move ahead of them, that you frighten the living daylights out of some of them because they realise...
And they wobble. Lots of other people getting involved. People say, indicators. Is that an indicator? I can't really understand the text. It's just an indicator, not a license to cross in front of somebody. I see what they're saying.
That's
even
right.
If you indicate, that doesn't mean you can just pull out. Someone else says,
signal of your intention, yeah.
I'm studying for my theory test, Kira, for a motorbike at the moment. My eyes have been open to how people do not know or care about the rules of the road. I'm scared of getting back on a motorbike as people don't care about others. They're on the phone. They are at stop signs and traffic lights. They mean all these things mean nothing. I would be scared if I was on a motorbike. I really, I think that you are at much bigger risk. And someone else says, I've lived in three countries and the habits in Ireland are by far the worst. Cars here don't indicate. They constantly break red lights. They block up yellow boxes, etc. It's not accepted in other countries and where they have traffic lights and cameras and all that kind of stuff. Why not here? Are we just rule breakers, Eddie? Is it just the Irish way that we like to push the envelope a little bit?
I would disagree with that last listener. Kira, I've driven in most countries, a lot of countries across Europe, America, and you know what? Drivers are drivers. The strict countries, the ones where I will put on a super show, an absolute super show of responsibility and keep my nose under the speed limit, are Switzerland, Austria and Sweden.
Are they good driver countries?
There is such a level of enforcement. You have
maybe that's what we're missing.
Geraldine Herbert, one of your regular
She's fabulous,
and she is wonderful. And we often, well, we don't. She doesn't get away as often as I do. We drive on the first launches and this and that. Yeah. But we were driving a car, and it was Norway. Sorry, I beg your pardon. It was Norway, and we stayed under 60 kilometres an hour for most of the drive. We were warned, if you go 2, 3 or 4 over the limit, you will be done.
Right.
It is as simple as that.
So maybe it's all down to enforcement, Eddie.
Well, basically what happens is enforcement creates a mindset and the psychological perspective on what you can and what you won't get away with.
Yeah.
And it is heavily enforced in some countries. It isn't in others. I mean, I don't want to alienate half the population of the world.
I'll go on.
All right, wouldn't be my first time. I don't think American drivers are particularly great. I mean, your last listener there.
All right, okay. We might throw it out. Who are the worst drivers in the world? Let us know, 5316. Look, that is Eddie Cunningham there, motoring editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you for talking to us, Eddie. And thank you for all your texts as well on the subject of whether or not we're hypocritical drivers or whether or not we're bad drivers, in fact. And lots of people on the phone lines as well to us. Paul, one of our listeners, who happens to be a driving instructor, is on the line too. Paul, what do you make? Are we bad drivers in general? Are we also hypocritical drivers?
Hi, Kira. It's a tricky one, all right. Depending if you've got the training or not, I suppose. Like you, back in earlier, I said a lot of people were given free licenses back in the 70s, and maybe it's showing. I don't know, but there's a very basic thing that you start off in the first session, amongst other checks on the car. It's basic mirror signal, mirror maneuver. MSMM, it's called. And I'm constantly at my students, even up to lesson 12. Check your mirrors first, signal, check your mirrors again, and then manoeuvre the car, be it left or right. As the text earlier said, an indicator, it's not an invitation. You do have to be kind of clear to go into the lane. And even when you're changing your lanes, you need to be, give a little safety glance over yourself.
People do that, Paul. They indicate and they pull out. I mean, it happened to me the other day. Somebody indicated, but they pulled out. They were about to crash into me because there was no room for them to pull out just because they'd indicated.
No room,
and I gave a little beep and then they wobbled all over the road and went back into their own lane. But do you think, and this would be great business for you, do you think people should have to repeat the test or have ongoing driver education? Would that be helpful? I mean, when I was practicing as a doctor, we had to have ongoing education. It wasn't enough to qualify. Yeah, yeah. You had to keep up the educational standards at the same time.
Yeah, it's something I said before to family and friends, and that, and I probably wouldn't be thanked for saying it. You would say that, wouldn't you? But we do an MCT for our cars every 2 years.
Yeah,
every year. I'm not checked for my driving ability. I'm checked every 2 years for my teaching ability, but I'm not checked for my driving ability. Now, we have to go through an hour's driving test in the process to become a driving instructor. But after that, I haven't been checked. And I think it would be advantageous. You could probably even do a pilot of it somewhere, or maybe even through the courts for somebody who gets fined for, speeding or, silly manoeuvres, that maybe as part of the fine they're forced to take a couple of lessons just to, with an instructor. But I'd even put it out there to listeners. If you think that you're a good driver. So I thought I was a good driver until I done the driving instructor trainer.
And then you realise.
And it absolutely opened my eyes. So if you're sitting at home or in the car or something, you think you're a good driver, take a challenge and go to an instructor and go out for an hour.
And see.
and see.
I don't see many people doing that, Paul, but
I'll put it up on Facebook.
Yeah, but I take your point that maybe they should. Thank you for that. Thank you for getting in touch with us. Nikki, another one of our listeners, is on the line. Nikki, what do you think? Are we good drivers? Are we bad drivers? Are we hypocritical drivers?
I think we're probably a little bit of all of them, but I guess what really annoys me is people just being lost in their own world. You know, they've got earphones on, and when you're in a car, you're trying to make sure that you're safe and you're not causing any accidents, and obviously the people with you are safe. So, you know, you could be taking a left and someone just walks out in front of you because they're just spatially they're not aware of what's going on, and then of course you jam on the brakes, which is the right thing to do, and then they look at you as if, why did you try to knock me down? Which is just even worse, you know. So I think just people, you know, they need to be a little bit more vigilant when they're out and about. I mean, I live in West Mines and it's very congested. It's a great place for cyclists and everything. And I think just generally, anybody on the road, be a pedestrian, cyclist, motorist, we all just have to slow down a little bit and just be a bit more aware of kind of how things are at the moment, you know.
I suppose that it really is on the drivers more than the pedestrians, though, or the cyclists, to be very aware, because ultimately, if we knock somebody down, we can kill them.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fair. And, you know, you can be kind of a little bit too flippant about these things, but we're driving a big tank of an engine. I mean, anything that hits the body is going to cause trouble. But obviously, but you just people need to, as I said, kind of slow down and just, you know, we all know what it's like to walk with your headphones. It's blissful, you know.
Yes.
You're kind of like you're lost and you're listening to podcasts or music or whatever.
Yeah.
But you really do, you lose all sense of anything that's going on around you. It's like, or, you know, as I said,
most of us,
we need to kind of just say,
and of course,
okay.
Electric cars are practically silent now. So that's another problem for us.
Yeah, and I have a lovely neighbour who has one and she's wonderful. But when my kids were very tiny, they wouldn't hear them, you know.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something that, I mean, the electric cars are fantastic, but they do add that added little bit of risk with them, you know. So.
All right. Look, thank you for that, Nikki. Thanks for getting into this. Do you know what it is, lads? We need to be all shown a bit of consideration, don't we? There was a great ad, I think the NRA or somebody had recently, and it was, we're all pedestrians, we're all motorists, we're all cyclists. At some point, we're all the same. We're not different silos. And therefore, we need to be a little bit cognizant about each other and a little bit of manners. We've talked about manners on the show before. A little bit of manners doesn't go amiss either. But let me know what you think. 53106. Are we good? Are we bad? Or are we hypocritical drivers?